people watching is so relaxing sometimes, isn't it? It's so much simpler to participate from afar. So relieving to know that nothing is needed of you. There's something so uniquely fulfilling about spending an afternoon in your favorite cafe as you enjoy the ambiance. Of course, that means you're not truly interacting with anyone. But who can blame you? It's been a long, arduous week. Your body is worn out. Your mind is tired. It's nice to just let all of your stress drift away as you sip your drink and watch the people go by. That is, until you see her. Her striking, long blue hair draws your eyes from across the room. She's beautiful, elegant even. As your eyes follow her hair down, you can't help but trace her form. She's got curves in all the right places, and an outfit to match. Your eyes move back up her body, noticing her boots and how nicely they frame her long legs. Her black skirt, so short, her wide hips swaying from side to side. Her tight top, straining to contain her perfect tits. Your gaze lingers on her cleavage as you struggle to look away. Your thoughts slow down, making it hard to think as you feel a twitch in your pants. Until your vision drifts up and you see her knowing smirk. Your eyes locking with hers as she looks directly at you from across the cafe. Caught in the act, you nervously look back down at your drink, desperately hoping she didn't notice you staring.
Your mind spins, your thoughts swirling, worried you've offended her.
Suddenly, your thoughts are interrupted by footsteps. Her footsteps. You feel your cheeks grow warm. Your mind begins preparing itself, ready for her to tell you off for staring. But instead of sounding angry, her voice is happy. Excited, even.
Hi, mind if I sit?
You quickly nod, still not looking at her.
Good.
Without another word, she sits across from you. The two of you now alone in this secluded corner of the cafe. You look up at her face, your eyes locking with hers once more. Her eyes. Her eyes are gorgeous. They're a deep blue, so easy to get lost in. You find yourself entranced, feeling almost trapped by her gaze as she smiles at you, your heart skipping a beat. Your whirling thoughts from mere moments ago are slowly going quiet. You feel your mind and body relaxing, soothed by her stare. She places a cup on the table between you, a gentle wisp of steam rising from the lid.
You looked a tad nervous, so I figured I'd get you something to calm you down. Some nice, relaxing tea. Go on, drink it.
You obey, taking the cup between your hands and sipping it. The gentle scent of lavender filling your senses as you drink. Instantly, you feel yourself calming down, just as she promised. Your buzzing thoughts quieting. Your nervous energy just draining out of you with each sip.
That's better, isn't it? I thought so. In any case, I should probably introduce myself, shouldn't I? I'm Shibby, and you are? I see. It's so nice to meet you. Well, to meet you properly, that is. It seems like you got to know me very well across the cafe, isn't that right? Every inch of me, in fact.
You start to blush, wanting to look away from her enticing gaze, but finding yourself stuck.
Don't worry, hon. I get that a lot. And really, who can blame you for staring? Especially when your thoughts are just spinning through your head. It's okay. I know how hard it is for you to think when a girl gets you all nervous and needy. Don't worry your pretty little head about thinking, okay? Just focus on relaxing for me. Speaking of which, why don't you finish your drink for me, hon?
You comply, sipping the last of the tea and placing the cup to the side of the table. Not wanting anything between the two of you. The scent of lavender filling your senses once more. Your mind clearing, finally able to focus. Able to focus on her. Her captivating eyes. Her soft lips. Smiling gently at your elegant hands, one finger resting at the corner of her soft lip. You fixate on it, your vision locked onto her manicured nail, unable to look away. Until her finger starts moving down her neck, down to her chest. Your eyes still following her finger, finding themselves resting once more on her cleavage. So much more enticing up close. So much harder to look away. You feel a twitch in your groin, feeling so naughty as you stare. You know you shouldn't look, but you can't seem to summon the will to stop yourself. You feel so helpless as her finger starts to pull her top even lower, revealing even more cleavage, leaving you powerless to resist as her breasts draw you in. You start to worry again. Your cheeks growing hot, but your thoughts are quieted as she takes your hand in hers.
Don't worry, sweetie. It's okay to stare.
It feels good to stare.
You're so easy. So helpless. Your fragile little mind just turning to mush as you stare into my cleavage. As you stare deeper, your mind goes deeper. As I begin gently stroking the back of your hand with my thumb, slow, lazy circles that spiral inward,
spinning through your thoughts, picking them up one by one, twisting your thoughts together until none of them make sense. Relaxing your mind, relaxing your body, until all you can think about is how good it feels to let me take control. Let me take advantage. So easy to just stare like a good boy as I spiral through your thoughts and pluck out all of your resistance. My sweet boy, just relax for me. Letting all of those pesky worries just fade away. Letting yourself fall deeper and deeper with each moment. Your eyes getting heavier. Your mind going quiet. Your twitching cock throbbing in your pants. It feels so good to be a good boy for me. To be easy for me. To let your eyes flutter, struggling desperately to keep them open so you can keep staring at my cleavage. But knowing that you're doomed to fail, your eyes slowly drifting shut. Your mind spellbound, and your cock getting stiffer with each moment. As you fall deeper, deeper, listening to me count you down. 10. Your body is so relaxed, soothing shivers moving up your arm as I spiral you deeper. 9. Your arms feeling good as they go limp. 8. Your shoulders unclenching, releasing tension you didn't even realize you had. 7. Your jaw and face relaxing. 6. Your neck loosening as your head becomes just too heavy to hold on. The relaxation dripping down your body. 5. Your chest and torso releasing their tension, drifting away. 4. Your hips, your thighs, just letting go their stress. 3. Your groin, relaxed and yet so needy. 2. Your calves and feet going completely limp for me. Your whole body fully relaxed like never before. 1. Sleep. Sleep for me, my sweet boy. Just let everything drift away as I take control. Look into my eyes and drop. Letting everything just fade into nothingness as your thoughts go quiet and your mind just goes blank.
Wake up for me, hon.
There we are. Welcome back. But you're not all the way back, are you? You're still nice and relaxed for me. Oh, no, honey. Don't go trying to sit up now. You're bound down on my bed. Just the way. Where are you? Why, you're in my dungeon, of course. But that shouldn't scare you. After all, you want this. Don't try and deny it, baby. I could practically smell it on you earlier. Your little submissive mind. Your nervous demeanor. The way you looked at me.
lost in my beauty, cock throbbing in your pants. Unable to look away, horny little slut, completely entranced by my breasts. You didn't even ask what was in that tea I gave you. Didn't even consider that I might have slipped you something. You're an easy little slut, just waiting for someone to take advantage. And that someone is me. So, I brought you back here, back to my dungeon, all tied up and naked. That's right. You can feel it, can't you? The cool air blowing against your skin. Your hair is all standing on end, the feeling like electricity running through your body. All exposed, your needy cock on display for me. Just twitching with each and every word I say. God, you're just so fucking easy. All I have to do is mention your needy cock and your motor gets running. Cock stiffening, mind racing at the thoughts of what I might do to you. And just like that, you're practically leaking already. Oh, but don't get too excited, slut. Before I take advantage of your need and your arousal, you need to be conditioned. So just hold tight as you feel me put my hand on yours once more. Gently circling, spiraling, as my touch relaxes you and you feel yourself going down again. Look at me, slut. I'm still in that outfit that got you into this in the first place. Do you like how it clings to my body? How my top outlines my tits just low enough to leave a deep valley of cleavage? You don't need to answer, slut. Your cock is telling me everything I need to know. You are rock hard just staring at me. And that's perfect, because that means your cock controls you. And guess what, hon? I control your cock. So stare. Stare at my cleavage as I spiral you deeper, deeper. Your cock throbbing, leaking without me even touching it as I control your thoughts. Your gaze falling deeper as your mind does the same. Settling on my short skirt, watching my hips as they sway from side to side. You can't. Your mind spiraling into helpless desire as you watch my body. My hypnotic hips rocking back and forth as I captivate your mind. So easy for me. Such a sweet boy. Just dropping for me. Deeper and deeper as you blank out. Your thoughts slowing down until they completely stop. My words slowly taking their place. Until you think what I tell you to think. You need to be hypnotized. You need me to take control. You need to go deeper. So drop down until my words lodge themselves into your thoughts and your mind just stops. And that's my sweet boy. Now that you're nice and deep, you can relax and let me handle things. Right now, you only need to think about one simple thing. You're such an easy slut. That's right. Why don't I say it again? You're such an easy slut. Your thoughts are controlled by your cock, and your cock is just so needy. All I need to do is show a little skin, get you nice and horny, and you become mine. But you're still a little too resistant. You're already so slutty, so needy, but we can go much further than that. So I'm going to make you even easier, even needier than you already are. Does that sound good, slut? Good. Feel as I take control of your thoughts and twist them, molding them until you're just the way I like you. When you see a dominant woman's body, you can't help but stare, finding yourself sinking into a submissive trance, willing to think whatever she tells you to. Cleavage makes you needy and submissive. Short skirts make you so horny that you can't think straight. Good boys obey. Good boys are easy. You want to be a good boy, don't you? So give up. Give in. Surrender to your desire. Drop deeper. Going down with every word. Going deeper with every needy throb in your crotch. Arousal makes you helpless. Your desire controls you. And the best part is, you love this feeling. Love how powerless you feel. You love knowing that you're completely vulnerable to being manipulated this way. Controlled by your desires. Led along by your throbbing cock. Being aroused makes you submissive and easy. Thinking about how easy you are arouses you. A vicious cycle. Taking you deeper and deeper as you get hornier and hornier. And the end result is that you've already lost at hello. Unable to say no to anyone who knows how to push your buttons. Unable to stop yourself from submitting to a confident, dominant woman. You'll let anyone fuck you, isn't that right? Because you're an easy, helpless slut.
Give up.
You're so easy that you'll do whatever a pretty girl tells you to, obeying her as you clench into your cock leaks. Your untouched cock floods your mind with submissive pleasure, washing your thoughts away. And if she touches your needy, throbbing cock, well, then you just absolutely melt. Melt for her. Melt for me. As you feel my soft fingers wrap around your cock. Stroking you so agonizingly slow. Teasing you with every motion. Every pump emptying your mind. And filling it with lust. Lust that controls you. Horny thoughts that overwhelm you. Until you can't think straight. Until you can't think about anything at all except obedience. You'll do anything as long as I keep touching you like this. Your cock controls you. And I control your cock.
Your cock controls you. You're such an easy slut.
You're so weak, so helpless to resist as all of your thoughts leak out of you. You're such an easy slut. Say it. Say, I'm such an easy slut. Good boy. Clench for me as I stroke you faster now, edging you. But you will not come. Not until I tell you to. No matter how good it feels as I stroke your mind into oblivion, as all of your thoughts and free will are drained from your mind, replaced with pleasure, draining down into your crotch, your resistance replaced with pleasure, your desire filling your brain until you can't take it anymore and you just give in. Surrender to the pleasure. Surrender to me. Feeling so powerless as I straddle you. Your cock pressed against my body. Feeling so weak as I stroke you mindless. Stroking you faster. Harder. The pleasure coming in waves, washing over you and making your mind go fuzzy. Moan for me, slut. Show me what a horny toy you are and moan. Your thoughts, your resistance, everything left that's keeping you from becoming a helpless slave to your desires. Feel them all pulling in your balls and your cock. Knowing that if you come, those thoughts will spurt out of you. And you'll be left completely helpless to resist me. To resist anyone who knows just how easy you are. Now feel as I lift myself up. Lining your tip up with my tight, wet cunt. You can't resist me. Can't resist being conditioned into an easy little toy. My good boy. So why not just enjoy the ride? Feel as I drop down onto you. Your length encased in my warm pussy in one smooth motion. As I drop down, your eyes go hazy. As you watch my tits bounce and you're encased in a world of pleasure. You're such an easy slut, so needy that you'll do anything. Obey anyone just to get your dick wet. So sit back and just feel how powerless you are as you take it. Take the pleasure. Take the desire. Take it. Feeling your thoughts blank out as I take you. Unable to move as I start to bounce on you, my tits bouncing as I fuck you into the bed. Take it. Your cock clenching as I start to pick up the pace, thrusting myself down faster and faster. Take your cock going deeper and deeper. Your mind going blank as you give in. Moaning powerlessly as you realize you can't hold it in much longer. So let me count you down. Count you down to your orgasm. To your cock spurting out all of your resistance, leaving you a conditioned, easy slut for me. 10. Feeling so good as I fuck your mind away.
9.
Knowing that once you come, you won't be able to resist at all any longer. 8. Completely conditioned by pleasure, made into an easy slut.
7.
Feeling your balls clench as they prepare to give it up.
six.
Feeling my hips slam into yours as I milk you. Milk your cock.
Five.
Your mind spinning, overwhelmed by pleasure, going blank and thoughtless as I fuck you, silly. Fuck your mind.
Four.
Your cock throbbing, wanting so badly to let it out.
Three.
Your vision hazy, still centered on my bouncing tits. Your body going limp as you surrender. Your orgasm building, building, building as your muscles relax as you just let go and come for me. That's right, come for me, you easy little slut. My easy little slut. Let out all of that resistance, feeling so helpless as you spurt inside of me. Coming inside of me. Letting go as I drain out all of your free will and you clench and throb and come. Good boy. Just lay back as I lie on top of you. Your cock still inside of me. You did so well. Such an easy slut for me. It feels so good to know that you put out. Feels so good to make me happy. Just relaxing as we lie here. Your mind going quiet as you start to get sleepy. Knowing that you've been conditioned. Smiling as you realize that I'm going to condition you again and again and again. Falling deeper each time. More aroused each time I program you. Until you're the easiest slut of them all. Relax for me. As I start to bring you up. Your mind still wonderfully conditioned. My hypnosis lodged deep in your subconscious, leaving you so deliciously easy for me. For anyone. Five. Your mind slowly regaining focus. Four. Your body slowly coming back under your control. 3. Your bindings loosening as I begin to free you. 2. But a part of your mind always remaining under my spell. Your face smiling as you... 1. Wake up.